Welcome to episode 32 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's show rounds off my series of podcasts relating to this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed, with something a little bit different from previous episodes. One of the fundamental requirements of photographing at events is the need to support your camera, both when taking pictures and when moving around a venue. Now, tripods are often impractical, or they're simply overkill for the job at hand, and they certainly don't help when you're rushing around for hours on end. The obvious solution, of course, is the humble camera strap. Now, I'm talking again with Matt Sills this week, who's also at Goodwood, to get his take on the considerations we have to make when thinking about which is the best form of support to use on any given shoot. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 32. Today I'm talking with my good friend and fellow photographer Matt Sills again. I suppose I should say hello, Matt.
Hello, Josh.
There you go, get it out of the way. So today we are going to be talking about the practicalities of camera support, specifically either at events or when you're on the go. Now, this is something that the idea to talk about this came from a recent event that we both shot at. It was the Goodwood Festival of Speed, which you regular listeners will have heard my last few podcasts around the subject. Matt was there as well, shooting pretty similar stuff. It was all for corporate and sponsorship usage. And it's such a silly thing, isn't it, Matt, that you kind of think about how you're going to carry your cameras around. And we'll come to this in a moment, but we were both trying out a new design of camera strap. But the start of our discussion, I guess, is when you're running around for, you know, from 6 in the morning till 7 at night or later, and you've got multiple cameras. We both shoot with two cameras at any one time over our shoulders. You got two camera straps, and tell me, because I know what you're going to say, but tell me your experience of having to have two camera straps and the practicalities of switching over cameras when you're trying to get the shots.
Well, the problem I've always had is you typically have one camera with a long lens, one with a shorter lens on, different weights, usually different camera straps, and you try and switch quickly from one camera to the other. Midway through taking a shot, a camera will slip off your shoulder, you either damage the camera or it jogs you so you can't get the shot. Or if you're like me, quite clumsy, you get tangled up in camera straps and you can't do anything.
And that does, and it's the same, the more straps and cables and bits and bobs that you get involved, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
You know that I shoot, I didn't actually this year, but frequently I would use something like a Quantum battery pack, which again has got a curly cable which comes out with a battery pack on your hip to the camera, to the flash.
Yeah.
That's another thing to get involved. Now,
and you often have passes at these events where
so you've got your lanyards,
various lanyards and things hanging off you, which then get tangled. It all gets a bit much.
And the straps that you and I have used for many years, we've kind of ditched the ones that come with the cameras.
Yeah,
and
we use generally quite rubbish.
Because
they're usually quite thin. They cut into your shoulder.
They're quite abrasive as well.
They don't really have any grip to them, so they slip off your shoulder easily. They're just not.
And
they're not ideal, really.
And that, I mean, for people that are maybe either going out taking photographs for themselves at the weekend or just doing short shoots, you know, an hour shoot here and there, if the camera's going to be, if you're walking around just leisurely, or the camera's going to be mostly in front of your eye, you're not going to notice that. But over the course of 3 or 4 days, and long, especially, I mean, we had beautiful weather, it was really hot, you know, so the friction creates, you know, rash, or can create sort of a rash on your shoulder, or silly
just,
little things.
Just become uncomfortable. I mean, a classic example is the D3 strap. I don't know anyone that's bought a D3.
No,
mine says they like the strap.
Mine is still in its original cellophane or whatever
mine never even came out of the box.
But we, for that reason, some years ago, we both switched over to the Optec strap, which there's a big old range of them. But essentially, the selling point, certainly from my perspective with that, was that A, they're made of neoprene, so they're a little bit stretchy for the for the main body of the strap, and then they've got the webbing that attaches to the camera strap lugs. So, but they cut out 50% of the weight. So when you've got something like an 80 to 200 or a, I know, sort of, what is it now, 200, 400, the newer series of lenses, that makes a difference to cut that out. But also the thing that I like is when I'm shooting, say, in a studio type arrangement or where I'm not doing lots of walking around, I like the Optex tracks because you can actually remove the main body of the strap with the quick release. You're shaking your head. Well, you don't agree.
No, I agree with the principle. It's a nice idea, poorly executed. Right. Why have they put the releases halfway up the strap? So when you take the strap off, you've still got two dangly bits.
That's fair.
Why
comment.
Not put the releases right down by the body so that you can even have the strap on or off?
Well, that's a good point.
The hell out of me,
yeah. And you're quite right because they are still dangling around, what have you.
Yeah.
If you're shooting with your camera, say on a tripod, and you still want to remove it, not such an issue because you're bolted solid.
It just annoys me. It just is, even on a tripod, they're just dangling there when you don't need them. It's like, I think you should either be on or off.
But essentially what we're saying is, over the course of a prolonged period, even over the course of a day, that can really get to you because it's silly little things like hearing the plastic sort of tinking off your lenses or something. But to bring this back to the whole practicalities of using, supporting your camera over the course of a shoot or when you're out and about, we've seen, as we did at this event, and we frequently do, see people carrying tripods around. Tripods, unless you're really, if the light levels are particularly bad or you're not very steady with holding your camera or what have you, there are times when you'll want to use that. In the most part, for example, we were, as I say, lovely bright conditions. Unless you're doing motion blur pictures where you needed to stop the lens right down and you're shooting at a low ISO, even on those conditions, I don't think you were going to need a tripod. But there are, if you're doing multiple exposures or there are certain occasions.
If you're shooting video now on one of the new cameras, then tripod's
that's
pretty
fair
essential.
Enough. The compromise, of course, between a completely sort of unsupported camera and a tripod, of course, is a monopod. So there's a fantastic range available. Or a small child.
I often rest my camera on a small child if they stand still enough.
Just make sure they don't have too much sugar before they go. So if you were ditching the tripods, and this comes down to saving weight, because the more weight you have, the more weight that you're putting down on your shoulders or on your back, what have you, is going to fatigue you more over the course of the day. As we've said, sort of less is more. The lighter and the simpler you can keep it. Let's get on to the straps that we were actually looking at and we're trying. Okay. There is a company that you guys listening will probably know of. If you've listened since I spoke to a number of manufacturers at Focus on Imaging earlier in the year, you will have heard of a company called Black Rapid, who are based out in Seattle in the States. And you'll know that Matt and I have both used their RS Sport single strap, which we've both liked. And we won't get into technical details. Maybe there's a review in there somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
But further along their line of development, they actually sent us each one of their straps, which they call the RS DR1 double strap, which, as you can tell from the name, is a double strap. Now, our colleagues at Goodwood gave us the wonderful sort of moniker of camera bra.
Yeah, I think that's what they should call it.
It has a snazzy name to it. Yeah. Basically, guys, if you can imagine a rucksack, but you just remove the bag
without the sack,
yeah, just a ruck. Yeah, that is essentially what it is. You've got these, and I've got my one sort of in front of me here. You've got some padded straps which sit over like your rucksack straps. There's sort of webbing here so you can attach things to them and clips, what have you, and your chest strap comes across. And then just like the single strap, you've got a what do we call this? It's like a lockable carabiner with
a widget
on the end which screws directly into the base of your camera. It does mean that your camera is suspended upside down.
That takes some getting used to.
Which does take, and such as it is, it is. I wouldn't I wouldn't call it a design flaw, because I don't think it is, because you know what you're getting into. Yeah. But like you say, you do have to think, if you're going to suddenly sit down on a sort of a brick wall or something, if you've got your camera dangling
there,
you're
going to... Should be working anyway, you shouldn't be sitting down.
Well, there you go. You spend most of your time in corporate hospitality, so... So it's a basic design like that. You've got the straps so that each camera hangs one either side by your hip, and it's all adjustable. Around the back, you've got it's all adjustable Velcro straps, so that what you can actually do is remove one of these, and the one that's left works just like the regular camera strap. But actually, using what it amounts to is that you are spreading the weight of two cameras across a structure which does disperse that weight over both your shoulders. I know that it made, I could tell within, I won't say within minutes, but over the course, say, of the first hour, that
definitely.
It made a heck of a difference.
I was actually surprised at how much of it, I was fairly sceptical about these things. I've seen similar straps in the market and thought they looked a bit gimmicky, but actually giving this one a go, within the first hour or two, I pretty much noticed such a difference.
And it is one of
there's no strain on my back. And
the Black Rapid ones, I have to say, because I have tried out other brands, they are one of the better ones. The craft, silly things like craftsmanship. Now we've tried them over the course of four days. Over the course of say 6 to 12 months, that's when you're going to start to see if it's constant use every week. Then you'll start to see how material frays or stitching comes. I'm not suggesting it would, but that's when you would know. But the actual strap material, it is padded. It's almost like is it a ballistic nylon? It's something like that, isn't it? But if you go all technical.
Yeah.
But they're not as thick to the touch as the Optex straps we use. But that is, there is a good amount of padding there, but that is actually counterbalanced by the fact that it's spreading the weight right across your shoulders.
That's what makes the difference, the fact it's spread.
Yeah.
Definitely makes that difference.
And going back to the quick release and the practicality of it, one thing we should say probably about these straps, that the whole, or just straps in general, the whole motion of grabbing the camera from your side, swinging it up to your face in order to line up the shot, you're going to have, you're kind of fighting against the strap on your shoulder.
Of a normal camera.
Of a normal
strap.
Camera
strap. Yeah, you're always fighting.
So it goes loose, it kind of... Yeah. And you've probably found as well, sometimes if you're in a hurry and if you're trying to get a shot as you're running along to photograph someone, that motion of running or walking fast, lifting the camera up, because you don't have the strap over the top, sort of over the top of your head and across, diagonally across your chest, the strap slips down, and then you can find it gets caught up in your elbow or on something that you're running past.
Yeah.
It does happen.
And we're talking about running. When you run with a normal camera strap, the motion gets transferred from your body through the strap into the camera, and you find the camera swings. With these straps, because it's on kind of like a runner, it's a loose system.
Yeah.
You know, the bit where the camera's attached isn't fixed to the strap. It's loose to move wherever it likes.
Yeah. So it travels up and down.
Yeah, basically, the strap will then travel through the loop, and the camera pretty much stays where it is. Mm. And I found myself running around quite a lot, and there was the cameras weren't swinging at all.
And one thing with the other straps we use, because of the material they're made of, there is a slight bounce to the camera as you're running because the neoprene stretches.
Yeah.
With these, the benefit of having a tougher, you've got the tougher straps to begin with, but the actual webbing straps that the cameras therefore are suspended at the bottom point of that, you don't get that sort of bounce as you're running along.
No, the camera stays still.
And as I say, you can, with these straps, one of the things that I liked was that you can set you've got two stoppers along the length of each of the webbing straps. So you can set one at the very bottom where the camera, when you're standing still, where the camera comes to rest, so it doesn't swing sort of backwards, as it were.
Mm.
But then what you would do is set the other one right at the very top, at the base of the main straps, so that it's got the full length of travel.
Yeah, see, I didn't use the stoppers at all. I had them both completely out of the way on this strap. On the single strap, I found it more useful to have the camera kind of more up towards my chest or wherever. But again, they're there for, it's just personal preference.
But also,
they're useful, definitely.
When we did the Nike 6.0 tunnel shoot, a few months back, I was testing out the single version for that, and that was running and jumping up ramps and going up ladders and,
yeah,
you know, and having to move stands and stuff around and just letting the camera sort of hang there. What you want with any strap is, and these do very well, is that the camera is essentially braced in position, that it's not going to, if you reach out to or stretch, say, your arm across your body to pick something up, yeah, or to move a stand, that gives the opportunity for the strap to slip.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't get with it. I found every time someone passed me a glass of champagne at Goodwood, the camera stayed where exactly it was. And obviously, the more champagne I had, there's more danger of dropping the camera. So I found this absolutely ideal.
And that comes down to the fact you've got that, yeah, that central strap across the middle to
across your
brace
back and
them.
Across your chest, and it's not going anywhere. It does free you up to climb, on a serious note, climb over fences, jump in and out of cars.
Yeah.
When I was using the shuttle to get to the top of the hill, usually I'd have to take all this, my backpack off and take my straps off and my cameras. It takes ages getting in out of cars.
Yeah.
With this, I could just jump in the car, both the cameras would easily go on my lap, still attached
that's,
to me.
I was
then
just going to
jump
say
out
the
car
thing.
At the other
yeah.
end and go and get yeah. whatever shots I needed. And it's just, I think overall they just make your life easier.
I mean, one thing that is to be said for, let's say, traditional straps, single straps, versus a system, and we'll open this to be general, not just the Black Rapid, all the manufacturers that produce this style of support. It isn't the actual logistics of essentially putting it on. It's not as quick as a traditional strap, but the whole point is once it's on, it's comfortable, you don't notice it. These again have the quick release carabiners, which means that if you need to remove your camera, as we did, sort of, you know, you come for a lunch break or a quick
lunch.
Well, sort of at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon if I was lucky. But essentially what you do is you just unclip it.
Yeah.
And you can put your cameras on the table next to you, what have you,
and you
just leave it in place.
Leave the straps on,
and it weighs virtually, these sort of designs weigh virtually nothing because of, you know, they shouldn't be heavy.
Space age
material. But yeah, I mean, it's all these things are, it's a bit like the technology that goes into the cameras themselves or lenses or what have you. It's when you only find out what works and what doesn't when you're going out there shooting constantly, using them, and the feedback that professionals give to all manufacturers to say, do you know, I really like this, but if you just did that, you know. So my immediate feedback, just to play devil's advocate, is I love this design, it's really nice, and I like how rugged and strong it is.
Yeah.
Purely out of interest, I would like to find out if they integrated, say, neoprene sections somewhere along the way, whether that would get the benefits of the straps that we've used before, or whether that would just actually be impractical and you wouldn't feel the benefit anyway.
I thought about this one because we mentioned the neoprene on this strap, and I think it would take away some of the strength of the structure.
And you're right.
It would give in the places where you don't want it. With a single neoprene strap, you have it around your neck or over your shoulder. That's fine because you've only got one force pulling on it, one camera. But with two cameras, I think it would twist out of shape. I don't know. I'm no expert.
And actually, that's
I think it might just twist a little bit out of shape.
That's a good point because we did say, and I'm thinking, did you use this with the chest strap?
Yes, as well. Yeah.
So we were both finding that, for example, for myself, and I know you shoot very similar, I had my D3 with 24-85, so my kind of standard sort of setup, but then I had a second camera with an 80-200 big heavy lens.
Yeah, similar to me.
When you and I had, because I was using the standard zoom as my sort of 80% of the shots, that was on my right hand side, so that was always in my shooting hand, that was always quick there. When I was lifting up to get the shot, the weight of the other lens, until I kind of got used to it and actually adjusted a couple of bits, I was finding that it just took it completely out of shape.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily... I don't know. Did you find the same thing?
I did start with it. I think after a few adjustments of the strap and grip... Because first of all, you just put it on and think, oh, that fits fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's not until you start using it, you realise you need to make adjustments. But with a few adjustments of the straps, that got better.
Because I remember we both on the first day were saying, how did it work? What did you think? And I remember you and I both saying, that's rubbish. It just goes completely up around your neck. But that was user error. Like so many things. People, it's a bit like with take a picture, say, oh, my picture's really dark, the camera's not right, it doesn't work. Well, until you actually get to know, and also what works for you. Because I know with the other strap, and even like you're saying, with the traditional straps, with the Optex straps, you use them different to what I do.
Yeah.
Even if we did an identical shoot over the course of, say, a few hours, you like your camera's set up different to mine.
I was about to say, we've got the same cameras, if you pick mine up, I bet you couldn't use it straight away because it's set up differently to yours.
Well, do you know, I remember years ago when we both first went digital, we both invested in the Nikon system. We both got from the same shop. We both got a D100 and a lens. And I remember a year or so later or something, I was doing I don't know if I was doing a review or something, and I needed a camera, another D100 to have as a prop. And you lent me yours for an afternoon or something. And I thought, oh well, you know, while I've got it. I didn't mess around with the settings or anything. I thought, I wonder how Matt's set up. So I put my memory card in and took a shot. I was shocked at the quality of the pictures, but your pictures come out fantastic. They look, you know, those that came out of my camera came equally as good as yours, vice versa. And so whatever your workflow is, gets the results you want. And that's what it comes. It doesn't matter whether it's straps, tripods, cameras, lighting techniques, as long as you get the results and as long as the client's happy, as long as during the course of the shoot you're comfortable and you know, such.
What am I gonna say, Charles? I'll let you say it.
Go on.
I'll let you say it.
No, I'm gonna.
It's not what you got, it's what you do with it.
There you go. And that's been said so many times about so many things.
That's true.
It really is. Yeah. But just to let's kind of sort of wrap this up.
Yeah.
When it comes to supporting your camera, when tripods and monopods aren't the practical solution because it's either overkill or you're on your feet for so many hours that it's just not going to be I mean, in the past I used to sling a monopod from my waist belt or something. It just got in the way, especially when you've got millions of pounds worth of cars around
you. You have to weigh up the amount you're going to use it
for
the payoff of carrying it,
and the way that you can up the ISO on these cameras now,
and there's always a small child around if you look.
There you go. You see, so but yeah, you know, thinking about making things easier on yourself. Regular listeners will know that I've in this last year or so, as much as I still use traditional bags, I don't tend to use shoulder bags so much. I'll use a photography rucksack if I need to, but I've switched over to hard shell cases.
You love a hard shell case.
I do love a hard shell case, and because they
little
are
little wheels on it, you put it along.
I tell you what though, when you're rushing for a train, or you've got to catch a flight, you know, at the start of a shoot to meet up with the models or to meet up with being able to whiz across the concourse with a roller case is fantastic. I defy anyone.
I just get the butler to carry mine.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
how you manage to pay these people? I don't know.
I don't pay them.
Well, there you go. Pay them in gin. But no, it's all these little things do add up over the course of a shoot or over the course of a day or what have you. And so such as it is, we'll be, I know you're going to do the same. We're going to be doing reviews of these straps and what have you. But it's well worth thinking about. Certain straps do cost more than others, but if you're thinking in terms of the cost or the value to your health, your shoulders, especially if you've got a bad back, it's a no-brainer, again, because it does make a difference.
Yeah, going back to the Black Rapid strap, when we were at Goodwood, actually, there was lots of people trying different, because these straps fairly new on the market, this concept. There were other photographers with different straps. I don't know which ones they were, but a lot of them came up to me and said, oh, you've got the Black Rapid one. I wish I brought that one. Mm. So I think it seems to be the most popular, or at least people who have brought other ones now don't want those. They want to switch to Black Rapid. And I was surprised how many photographers wanted to try my strap out as well. I took it off, let them hold it, and they were all really, really impressed. And I think a lot of people were like me. I'm very sceptical about these gimmicky things. I like just to grab a camera and get on with it. And, you know, I'm not into worrying about the cases and the straps and things like that. But after trying this, I'm totally convinced now that it's the way forward when doing a lot of running around with two cameras. It's the only way. So I'd really like recommend people just go to a camera shop, put one on and try it.
Yeah.
Because even if you think it looks ridiculous or anything, because I thought, oh,
we got the comments on the first day that we were there.
But actually, after about 10 minutes, it's fine. I don't care what I look like anyway. It's about getting the job done. But I think go and try one of these straps on and strap a couple of cameras to it. Run around Jessup's or whichever camera store you go to. Other camera stores are available.
Yeah.
And give it a go, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
It's like all these things. Not everyone is going to suit every person. For example, there was something that Lorraine, our lady that we talked to.
The lovely Lorraine.
Lovely Lorraine Lobdell over at Black Rapid. Something that she was saying in the chat that her and I had for the active photographer at Focus. They've got straps that are designed for women for obvious reasons when it comes to or the larger man. I could have a dig at yourself here, but I don't think we will do. But far too professional. But you know, it's thought, you know, it's R&D, it's giving the thought to those little things which do make a difference. No one wants to find that they've got it's like the ergonomics of a camera. You don't want to finish your day of shooting to find that you've got blisters on your hand because the grip's designed badly. So, I'm going to be linking to Black Rapid so you guys can check out if you want to check out Lorray, go onto Facebook.
That's
and they've
reason
got...
I got the strap in the first place. Well, there you go. Because I was checking out Lorray and then she gave me a strap. So,
well, there you go. Everyone's a winner. But no, they've got a good presence on Facebook. They're always, Lorray's always on there sending out links and stuff. You can check out their website to see the whole range, and they're on Twitter as well. But I'll be linking to all of these things in the show notes. So just remains for me to thank Matt once again for his frank and honest opinions.
No problem. I'd just like to say that no small children were harmed in the making of this podcast.
That's very especially as you are sort of a relatively new dad now.
I do have a small child,
so
and I didn't hurt her.
But there we go. There we go. So Matt, thanks very much.
Goodbye,
and we'll catch up again soon. Cheers.
As I said, I'll be writing up my Black Rapid review shortly, but in the meantime, don't forget to take a look at their products online, as well as those made by Optech. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. You can check out The Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.